December 6, Blessed Liberatus of Lauro, Confessor, First Order. Liberatus of Lauro was a count belonging to the noble family of the Counts of Brunforte in the March of Ancona. The glory of the world had no attraction for him, and so he left the castle of his forebears and repaired to the solitary little convent of Sofiano, where he was invested with a Franciscan habit and consecrated himself entirely to the service of God. With the consent of his superiors, he led a holy contemplative life after he was ordained a priest. He was very strict with his body, but his soul was so intimately united with God in heavenly sweetness during prayer and meditation that he often spent whole days and nights in contemplation without even thinking of food and drink or experiencing sleepiness. He became a living model to his brethren, and they were greatly edified by his conduct. He rarely spoke, but when he was obliged to answer questions put to him, it seemed as though an angel spoke and not a man. God favored this contemplative soul with very special graces. During his meditations, he was sometimes wrapped in ecstasy, and streams of light radiated from his countenance, while his heart experienced a foretaste of the joys of heaven. Worn out by the ardor of his love and by the austerities he practiced rather than by age, he saw his end approaching, and in his last moments, he spoke to the brethren, who he assembled around his deathbed, on the joys of heaven which he hoped he would shortly possess. He died about the year 1260. The place where his body rests was named Saint Liberato in his honor, and it has been the scene of many miracles. Pius IX approved his veneration in 1868 on the joys of heaven. One can readily perceive how Blessed Liberatus could experience holy joy and ardent longing in his dying moments when he beheld heaven open before him. What a blessed exchange we shall one day make when we pass from a life of faithful service of God in this valley of tears to the eternal mansions beyond, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, nor sorrow shall be any more, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:41. There will be no sickness in heaven, no want, no affliction, neither will there be persecution, or jealousy, or oppression. It is the kingdom of perfect charity, where each one will rejoice at the good fortune of others, and all will be of one heart and mind, like true brothers and sisters. There we shall see Mary, the Queen of Heaven, in all her wondrous beauty. We shall draw near to her as to our mother, and she will receive us as her dear children. In heaven there will be no diminution of happiness, no night, but always the clear bright day that receives its brilliance from the Lamb of God, from the glorified radiant body of Christ. In that day we shall all say with St. Peter on Tabor, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Matthew 17:4. To consider that there is something higher than that we will constitute our true and fundamental joy with God in heaven. We shall see him as he is, says 1 John 3:2. What is not granted to any man here upon earth, even during the sublimest ecstasy, will be his portion, the portion of all of those who enter there, the blessed vision of God. The glorified eye will cling to the highest and most excellent good with inexpressible joy. We shall behold in God the explanation of all those events in life that appeared puzzling to us. We shall then admire the infinite goodness, wisdom, justice, and mercy of God. Each one of us will then also renew his own life and recognize it in the operations of God's grace. Special love with which God favored us in preference to so many others, the long suffering with which God endured in all our ingratitude, the justice with which he punished us, the wisdom with which he guided us through trials to the most righteous ways, the mercy with which he repeatedly received us, not casting us off even after we relapsed into sin, but helping us to be faithful unto the end. Boundless gratitude, praise, and glory will then proceed from the hearts of all the blessed and cause them to join the choir of heavenly spirits in saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Revelation 4:8. 3, consider that we shall not all receive the same reward in heaven. Our Savior says, in my Father's house there are many mansions, John 14:2. The happiness of the individual inhabitants of heaven will depend upon the sacrifices they made for God during life, on the sufferings they endured for him, on the good works they performed, on the loyalty and the charity with which they served God. Whatever material pleasures you give up out of love are gone, will be repaid with far nobler joys in eternal bliss. Your sufferings, according to their number and measure, will be the source of so many more and greater joys. The most insignificant will receive a great reward, and our love for God will be recompensed with God's own love for us. What a consolation in our sufferings here below! Who would not be glad to bear all trials and despise whatever is material in order to serve God with perfect charity? Prayer of the Church. O Lord Jesus Christ, who did inspire Blessed Liberatus to withdraw from the vanities of the world and take up his cross and follow you, mercifully grant that, imitating his example, we may despise the perishable things of life and serve you with pure hearts, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Liberatus of Lauro, pray for us. Thank you.